say, fertilizer in, or what you put flour in, what you call those different kinds of stuff.
Well, now, back when I went to, back when I was a kid there, my daddy had a, I call it a onion bag sack that he carried. And he would buy his groceries, and they'd put them in that onion sack. And we'd ask West Wade.
You didn't have paper bags?
Well, they had paper bags there, but that's just the way he carried his there.
How about toe sacks or paper sacks?
Well, we use it those for feed and grain and stuff like that.
Which word did you use?
We use toe sacks. The proper word is gummy sacks, but we used the plain old word toe sacks.
You didn't ever say croaker?
No, sir.
And taking corn to the mill, how much corn would you take and what would you call it?
A turn.
That'd be what, a half bushel?
Well, it depends on the size of your meal sack and the size of the family.
So it could be a small amount, or
it could be if a small family, it'd be a small amount there. Most of the time I would shell a bushel and a half, and then it was my family. And we'd take it to the grist mill there, and he'd take his toll out of the corn. And see, he had a bucket there, and he'd fill that hopper full, and he'd take his toll out from there. And then if he had any more corn left, that'd go through there, and he'd pull that in there, and then he'd take his toll out of there in proportion.
And talking about wagons and buggies, the single thing that would come out for
Tom
two, and then the for one horse
that was a shag,
and the way that you connect the horse, if you had two horses,
you'd connect them to the single tree,
and the two
hitch
single
them up
trees, and the two single trees then would be connected to
a double tree. And they would, the double tree would be connected to the wagon by a kingpin or a pin. We call them kingpin.
What was those? I hooked up a mini one, on the end of the tongue, the chain.
There was a tongue.
I know, but the chain, what was that chain called?
The tongue? Tongue and chain? Tongue and chain? You hook them up to the breast. You hooked you brought these up and you hooked them to the breast yoke.
And talking about a wagon wheel,
you'd have the cut wheel, and then you'd have the big wheel.
And if you have the big wheel, the hub, that would be what you call
it. Let's see, the
was the hub, and then the spokes went from the hub out to the rim.
That don't sound right, Faye.
Did you have something under, what did you call wood? You have the hub and the spokes, and then the wood thing, the spokes.
I can remember every once in a while the rim, the iron rim that you had on there wouldn't stay on. And you'd have to get linseed oil and fix a cup, boil that linseed oil and turn that wheel in there and swell that wood there with that linseed oil, and then you could put it back on your wagon and you could run it for 4 or 5 years before you get loose again. That's what we done out.
I've heard of people soaking the wheel.
Lots of them back them off in the water there, but that didn't last very long. But now if you get linseed oil and fix your or some kind of container down there and put your wheel up here on a fork or something there and turn that wheel just slowly.